Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Homer Ezel. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tex Vash. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dudley. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bischoff. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Wingfield. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ted Wingfield. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Van Groh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Van Groh. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel strikes out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Bischoff and he is out, Lee applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezel juggles the ball. That's an error on Ezel. Collins moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Collins moves to third. Shealy moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vash strikes out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans takes first base on ball four. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball four. Wamsgans moves to second. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wamsgans moves to third. Lee moves to second. Ted Wingfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Wingfield reaches second base with a double. Wamsgans scores. Lee scores. Bischoff moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstad hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bischoff scores. Wingfield scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel is 0-for-1 in the game. Ezel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flagstad moves to second. Charlie Robertson now pitching. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com takes first base on ball 4. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ezel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Com moves to third. Robertson moves to second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Com tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingfield fires to first and picks off Ma still. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Vasch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vasch is 0-for-1 in the game. Vasch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Vasch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Collins moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bischoff hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Wingfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wingfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Wingfield covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ma still hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robertson moves to second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ezel is called out on strikes. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 0 for 2 in the game. Vash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1. Red Sox. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee can't make a play. That's a base hit. Collins moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. Shealy moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Shealy moves to third. Falk moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a line drive into left field. Vash settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shealy tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 2 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lee for the out. One out. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bischoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Wingfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wingfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper who is chasing the ball. Wingfield reaches third base with a triple. Bischoff goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Flagstad hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wingfield tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ezel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ezel. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Ezel steals second. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ezel scores. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Mostill hits a line drive into left field. Vash settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into center field. Flagstad picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Flagstad. Collins moves to third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Vash settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tote for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper who is chasing the ball. Wamsgans reaches third base with a triple. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lee strikes out. Two outs. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bischoff hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Flagstad. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Falk moves to third. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kham hits a line drive towards short. Lee catches it and throws to second to double up Hooper. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-3 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Wingfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingfield is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Wingfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Flagstad hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ezell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Ma still hits a line drive into left field. Vash settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Boone reaches second base with a double. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans misplays the ball. That's an error on Wamsgans. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee misplays the ball. That's an error on Lee. Hooper moves to third. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Com moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Spence Harris pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vash. Harris reaches second base with a double. Com scores. Krause goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-7, Red Sox. Paul Zanizer now pitching. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.